medication can do wonderful things to stabilize people, although I know it's not a healthy alternative. We just don't have the resources in this country to be able to give all the therapeutic help that is necessary for some of these people.
Well, I think we probably have the resources. We just don't have the will. I mean, we heard, I guess, Sylvia Karras talking about how in England there's sort of a Kingsley Hall programs are being tried, you know, where people are like allowed to work out their feelings, to find other ways than sort of a pharmaceutical solutions to things. Not that one shouldn't have the right to use a pharmaceutical solution, or hell, even shock therapy. If somebody wants to put shock through their head, they think that's a great idea, then they should have the right to do it. But to have these alternatives pressed on you by law, to be told, if you don't do this, we're going to lock you up.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. Yeah. I think people need to be free. I think the more government control we allow is the more government control we are going to have, and we see what happens when government gets in control. It's very scary stuff.
Right, particularly government, which, you know, is backed by large financial interests who make their bread and butter out of, I'm thinking of the drug industry and the mental health industry. A lot of people get a lot of jobs through doing these things, and
I agree with that.
A lot of it has nothing to do with healing people. It has to do with making people compliant, as the word was properly brought up.
Well, it's hard. It's a really, really hard situation to deal with. My biggest problem was seeing some of the resources given to people who weren't even citizens of this country that have come here illegal, while denying our veterans any kind of help. I've seen that countless amount of times, and that's really bothered me.
You know, I don't like it when different groups of people are played off against each other, but I certainly feel that veterans should have a right, and anybody should have a right. I mean, it seems to me that you got this is the richest country in the world. You know, we have a situation where the wealth is just, you know, it's rolling into the coffers of the rich. And that's happening all over the world in the last 30 years particularly. It's getting worse and worse. Instead of it being distributed in a fairer way where people, illegal immigrant, vet, I don't care who you are, you know, you're a human being and there are certain needs that come up, and because those needs get met, people can contribute to society. You know, a sensible kind of solution, we get a situation where the great majority of people suffer. Either they're suffering two jobs or three jobs in child care. They can't get child care. They're in all. And then the first crisis that comes up, you got to worry you're going to lose your lodging. I mean, look at in Santa Cruz. I mean, it's all an interlocked problem. You know, that's how I see it.
Yeah, it's a very difficult situation. I don't see really any solutions happening. I don't see a lot of progress within the system. Although California gives. It gives better benefits and better help than a lot more of the other states that I've been to anyway, and people are definitely glad to have it. We have a terrible homeless problem on the streets of Santa Cruz. I'd say over half of that has to do with some kind of mental illness, some kind of mental health issue that blew me away when I first got into it, that finding out that a majority of that was genetic. It wasn't brought on by drugs. Drugs are a secondary problem along with mental problem.
What's your source on that?
Just my own personal experience.
You know what I'm saying is, I mean, there is a claim, there's really, of course, a large controversy, which is what function of the fact that people break down, what percentage of that has to do with, it's obviously a mix, but the conditions that they're suffering under, and how much of it is, you know, a function of, you know, problems that come from their genetic heritage and
their
diet and so forth.
Way far on the side of genetics. I've seen very little mental health that's considered to be like hearing voices or schizophrenia or anything like that, that's been drug-induced.
Yeah, but how much of it is a function of the, I mean, it depends on the kind of pressures you get put under, too. And then again, you know, do you have housing available to you? I mean, the thing is true is also with drug abuse and alcohol abuse, you don't see alcoholics in houses, you know. They're not being, you know, given the kind of shit that people on the streets get, although apparently if the Peralta Thompson bill passes, they're going to be sending around the welcome wagon to your house with needles on wheels. You get to either shoot up or get shut up in a hospital somewhere. I mean, it's
crazy.
Yeah, BJ wants to have something to say on that.
Sure.
Well, I got another theory for that needles on wheels. They ought to call it the silver bullet.
We got the vampires on the brain, don't you, BJ? Listen, Phil, can we let you go and go for the next call? Anything else you want to conclude with?
It's it's just a very difficult situation. I get scared when more government gets introduced into it, personally.
I hear you. Don't forget to call City Council and tell them to at least, what we're trying to do is get government off our backs by letting people make their own shelter if there is no shelter around, that they don't get arrested with $54 tickets.
Can I close with one more thing?
Sure.
People have to realize that government is not compassion, government is force. And we, as people, create government to protect our rights, not to crush us down and treat us like dogs. We are human beings. We need to be treated that way. And government is force. That's what George Washington said, and that's what the guy said when they started this republic. It is not eloquence. It is not reason. It is force.
Thank you.
Like fire, it's a powerful servant and a fearful master. And less government is better government. We just need to use the resources in a better way. Keep them accountable.
Thanks,
God bless
Philip.
You guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, we're almost at the end here of Bathrob Spears Broadsides. I have, as usual, I have 15 tapes I haven't played, including dialogues on the street in the last week, which have police officers giving out jaywalking tickets, police officers giving out dropping an orange peel in a planter ticket. They had four cops last night for that one. I witnessed that one for 15 minutes right across from the Gap. Sergeant Hennig and Officer Eveleth spent 15 minutes harassing one guy who dropped an orange peel in a planter. Then there was, later that evening, Eveleth and his team did the same sort of thing with a man who was sitting in the alcove of the Captain Canary, which is now a closed-up store at Cap Garden Pacific. Apparently he can't sit there, you see. Was there a complaint from the ghosts inside the store? Did the absentee owner call in from San Jose and say, arrest the people sitting in front of the store? I don't think so. I think Officer Eveleth has an authority problem, and for some reason, for the Christmas season, they put him back on the job. Well, we're about to go off the job because, again, the little red hen has arrived. This time, with 3 minutes to spare, we're going to give as much extra time to the hen as possible so that she doesn't lay an egg here. And BJ wants to have a word here before we leave.
Well, I do have one idea how to get the mayor and the city council to actually listen. It may not work, but it could be quite effective. Wherever the city hall is at, because the city's mayor office got to be in that building. So what I would do is gather up and round up all the homeless people when they leave the Armory in the morning, mm-hmm. have the bus instead of going to the River Street shelter, drop them off right there in front of on the porch and stepway of City Hall, just to sit there and just make it look like they're asleep. I bet when the mayor gets there, I bet he'll, you know, get a wake-up surprise. I bet he'll listen then.
You know, if you organize that, I will come down with my sleeping bag. That has been tried by people in the past. I think it should be tried again.
But how many tickets can they write for all those people all at one given time? You ain't got that many people in a little small town like this anyway.
You would think they would give up, and I think that another round of that kind of protest might be effective. I also think it would be effective to go after the merchants downtown, because I think the merchants downtown
with the merchants,
we can't talk too much more. We got about a minute left. BJ, want to kind of sign off?
Adios, amigos.
Hey, thank you. And I want to get my butt out of here. And I want to thank you all for being with us. Remind you, join us again on Thursday, 6 o'clock. We'll resume Bathrob Spears Broadsides. Or you can call beforehand. You want to be a part of the Citizens Tribunal to deal with police misconduct? 423-HUFF. You want to call the mayor? 420-5020. Thanks for being with us. And I'm going to turn you over now to the hen, or I should say the hens. Hens and Company, man. Mm-hmm.